This is Ozarks at Large. Dense smoke and haze from multiple wildfires covered portions of Carroll County yesterday, disturbing residents and triggering some first responders. Bob Pettis, assistant chief with the Eureka Springs Fire and EMS, says 24 firefighters from the Arkansas Forestry Commission and several municipal fire departments succeeded in controlling multiple fires yesterday and overnight.
We had six fires in southwestern Carroll County that we responded to. It was very dry. It was pretty windy, and so there were some fires that had been burning for several days that really jumped the borders of where they were before. And so we had numerous structures that were threatened, but no structures burned down. No people were injured, so we're so thankful for that.
Pettis says the cause of the fires likely due to property owners and farmers conducting controlled field burns, a common practice this time of year.
They're under control at this time and contained, but will still burn for several days at least. And so there'll still be smoke in the area. And you can let the residents know that if they see flames close to their house, they should call 911, and please don't anybody start any fires right now.
Crews battled wildfires along Rockhouse Road, southeast of Eureka Springs, on 23 South, east of Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, and another fire on Hog Scald Hollow. A burn ban has been issued in Carroll County. It's the only warned county in the state right now. The Arkansas Forestry Commission describes the wildfire danger across northern Arkansas as moderate. Humidity increased overnight with spotty rain, but the National Weather Service is maintaining a fire weather watch for much of eastern Oklahoma and extreme northwest Arkansas because of unseasonably warm, very dry, and windy conditions. As a consequence, set fires that develop, the Weather Service says, could spread very rapidly. Rains are expected Sunday night into Monday. Governor Asa Hutchinson is announcing his intention to reorganize and reduce state governmental departments and agencies by at least 50%, noting the last major reform of state government was under the administration of Democratic Governor Dale Bumpers in 1971. Governor Hutchinson says his plan would be achieved through attrition and combining existing boards and agencies rather than through layoffs.
Today, we have more than 42 agencies that report directly to me as governor, and we have over 200 boards and commissions that we have responsibility for. This size of our state cabinet is unwieldy and does not allow for sufficient accountability to the taxpayers.
Governor Hutchinson says he hopes to have a report from the State Transformation Advisory Board by next fall in preparation for the 2019 legislative session.